That Houston town has certainly grown. Goodness, that's grown.
They tell me it's spread over a lot of territory.
Yeah, I was down
I've
there.
I've never been though.
I was down there 2 years ago. Just down there for a couple of days. And my goodness. Went down there to university and went to a meeting.
Yeah.
University sprawled all over the place. Did you have one of those little vehicles with one wheel and two handles around the barn?
Yeah. Call them a wheel bar.
And they're hard to beat, aren't they?
They're sure hard to beat. And I'll tell you, the man that put them on rubber knows what he is doing to.
Mm-hmm.
When they got that rubber tire in front, that it really changed the
mm-hmm.
picture on that thing.
Rubber tire and ball bearing wheel.
Yes, sir. We used to have this just an old iron wheel there.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard to push with a load on it.
And
but still, you could haul a lot bigger load on that than you could carry.
Yeah. Or then you could haul in a little wagon.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could put a...
I use my girl's little red wagon, and it's not too handy.
No. No, they're not too handy to haul them too much.
Oh, mentioning big wheels, did you have one of those big things for sharpening axes and scythes?
Oh, yeah. Grindstone.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have the crank or the treadle?
I've had both.
I know which one you like.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the treadle all right.
They're fun. You know, that crank stuff. Did you have anything that you could put in your pocket and take out in the field with you to sharpen the scythe?
Yeah, we had a rock we'd take out for that purpose.
What did you burn for lights in the early days?
Well, we burned kerosene in the later on, but way back early, we used to use lights and just take a common hog lard and make a light.
Mm-hmm. Take some flannel.
Put it in a vessel.
Mm-hmm. Hey, golly, did it smoke?
Yeah, it smoked.
You mentioned kerosene. Is that what you called it when you were a kid?
No, we called it coal oil.
And then it's become kerosene?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And let's see, if your wife puts on her best clothes, what do you say she's done?
Dressed up.
Uh-huh. And if you want to compliment her on her dress, you'd say what?
Well, you might use several different terms just to compliment. In case she looked well, or she looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
Dress become her, it fit nice.
Mm-hmm. And for her coins, she'll take along her... She's going someplace and has a lot of coins. What will she put them in?
Yeah, the handbag.
Uh-huh. Does she just put her loose coins in there?
No, she ordinarily has a little purse inside of that bag that she carries the coins in.
A lot of other things in there too.
Yeah, yeah.
And does she wear any of those ornaments on her wrist?
No, my wife only has a watch that she wears on her wrist. She hadn't wore a bracelet in a long time, if ever.
Mm-hmm. I heard a peep back there.
Yeah. She's listening in, see what we're talking about.
I wonder if she's taking notes.
She possibly is.
And,
I wonder what's coming next.
Well, come on in.